I will be preaching to the top of my voice till I have a heart attack and fall on the cold concrete and die, proclaiming the word of God. Think about these people, and these spineless, testicle-less pastors, weakest. You know, I don't even tell people that I'm a pastor anymore. It is embarrassing to go by the name pastor, because when you think of a pastor, you think of some weak, wishy-washy, feminized. Let me leave it alone. Mark, I was going to use some language that I should not have used. I haven't been thinking like that in weeks. All right, here we go. Continue. Recently, Homeland Security declared millions of good people right-wing extremists. Janet Napolitano, or whatever her name
Napolitano.
Is. Napolitano. Have I heard her? Yeah.
She's brand new.
Oh, she's brand new.
To this post, yes.
Okay. Has now pulled that position paper due to the outcry. Nonetheless, very good people were called evil with overtones of Isaiah 5 and 20 at play. Let's be honest and say that this kind of labeling was going on before the Obama administration came into power, but now it is on fast forward. Well, of course it is. And let me tell you why it's on fast forward. It's on fast forward because the people in the church have been sitting on their assets all this time. Well, John, how can you say this? You know, y'all nuts. This is what y'all been doing. See, you want... Yeah, look. Say it. That's what you want. Uh-huh. And then when they... See, they're going to come in your Bible study and say, you terrorists... Shake it to the left and shake it to the right and shake that booty all night. Party, honey. Uh-huh. There it is. Ooh. Well, let me leave that alone. See, y'all know the way it is. That's what the church has done. And that's why when you go to your church and it's that kind of an attitude in there and it's that kind of a disposition, you've been had. They got you dancing around so much and doing all that stuff, you don't even know what's going on. Telling the pastor and his wife in San Diego, wait a minute, let me read the article. I was going to hold it off a while. I know you're not going to believe it. I didn't believe it when some of the people sent me the email. Mark Ramsey had to come and make me read it. Listen to this. Hope Bob gets here. San Diego, a local pastor and his wife claimed that they were interrogated by a San Diego County official who then threatened them with escalating fines if they continue to hold Bible studies in their home. 101 News reported. Oh, and by the way, this is taken from San Diego News, and it's on the internet, so I'm not lying. They got a picture of the house. They got a large driveway there, and people was, all right, cool. It says attorney Dean Broyles of the Western Center for Law and Policy was shocked with what happened to the pastor and his wife. Broyles said that the county asked, do you have a regular meeting in your home? She said, yes. Do you say amen? Yes. Do you pray? Yes. Do you say praise the Lord? Yes. The county employee notified the couple that the small Bible study with the average of 15 people attending was in violation of county regulations, according to Broyles. You're in violation! Yeah. Man, I swear, I wish they'd come to my house.
Violation.
Come on to my house. Come on to my house. Wait a minute.
You're being violation.
Violation! Pastor John, what? Are you talking about Jesus on webcam? Yes. Do you pray on those? Yes.
Amen, brother.
Do you say amen? Yes.
Praise the Lord.
I can see Mark Ramsey running out the back door now. He knows what's coming. John, I said, you're in violation. Yeah, I'm scared to death. I'm scared to death. There comes, I think, I don't think that's Bob, no. Wait a minute, let me read it. I know you don't believe me, ladies and gentlemen, but I got to share this with you. Didn't I tell you a couple of years ago, didn't I tell you, if you vote for that clown, now don't you wish you had to put McCain in anybody? Don't you wish Bush could have stayed in there? And he was completely out of his mind. That is Bob Klink. Yeah. But no, in total violation, Burl said that a few days later that the couple received a written warning that listed unlawful use of land and told them to stop religious assembly or apply for a major use permit, which is a process that could cost tens of thousands of dollars. So that means it would cost me tens of thousands of dollars to continuously teach a handful of Christians through the book of Colossians in my home, in America. In America. And if I don't, I'm in violation and I'm a terrorist. Well, you know what? Wait a minute. For churches and religious assemblies, it says there's a big parking concern and these environmental impact concerns when you have hundreds and thousands of people gathering. But we aren't talking about hundreds and thousands of people gathering. We are talking about a handful of people meeting in the home of some Christians to study the Bible. We aren't talking about hundreds of people coming in your house. When I have Bible study in my house, there's a group of individuals that come by. They park around the block. They aren't blocking driveways. And it's not the government's business if they're asking the question, do you say amen? Wait a minute. Do you pray? What if I, you see, now this is what I came up with, Mark and Bob.
Yeah.
Good to see you, Dr. Klink. Glad you're able to make it tonight.
Thank you, Pastor.
If I have 15 people in my family, and every Wednesday night we have a Bible study in the largest room in my house, and all 15 of the people are driving cars, and they came home and parked their cars on my property and up and down the street, and they were all saying, praise the Lord, having a Bible study. Now, a government official will come in and ask us, do we have permits to have a Bible study? This is ridiculous. Not in this country have I ever heard of anything so ridiculous, but it's all over the internet right now.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous because to ask the question, you know, do you pray or do you say amen? What happened to freedom of speech under the Constitution? What happened to our president who claims that he is going to be upholding our Constitution? And
your president.
Well, and the issue is when 40 people decide to get a keg of beer and have a big rip-roaring
right
keg party at their house.
Right, right.
The police every once in a while come by and they tell people, you know, just turn the music down a little
yeah,
bit.
That's what they
and
do.
And then they leave.
Right.
No
but
problem.
But now, you got some
They don't
Christian.
Ask them if they got a permit for that party.
Right.
They don't ask. They're not even checking to see if there's underage drinking going on.
But you got Christians in there with their hands lifted up saying, thank you, Jesus, and crying and weeping and praying even for Obama. Because, you know, I know some Christians that pray for the president.
Right.
They say, Lord, open up his mind,
we're
open up his heart.
We're commanded
right.
to pray
we're
for
commanded
our leaders.
To pray for it. And then they say, do you pray? You in violation. Yeah. You know what? This country is headed to hell in a handbasket. But wait a minute. Continue to listen to this. It says, news of the case has rapidly spread across internet blogs and has spurred various reactions. And we're going to see what the attorney says. Broyles said that his clients have asked to stay anonymous until they give the county a demand letter that states that by enforcing this regulation, the county is violating, as Bob said, the First Amendment right to freely exercise their religion. You cannot stop nobody from, and you know what? If they come to my house and try to stop me, I'm going to jail that night because I'm going to be preaching the Bible when they strap me. Man, what? When they do that, Mark, I swear, America's gone, man.
Yeah.
Gone.
Well, they're trying it down there, but read the rest of it.
Man, all right, I'll read the rest of it. If the county thinks that they can shut down groups of 10 to 15 Christians meeting in a home, what about people who meet regularly at home for poker night? What about people who meet for Tupperware parties? What about people who are meeting to watch baseball games on a regular basis and support the